The best tea in the city.
What is love? Good morning. Welcome to the show. It is the best tea in the city. How was your weekend? Was it a good one? Fantastic. It's good to have you back. All right. What is love? I mean, this question has perplexed and challenged many generations, but not Born Freeze, eh? If there's a generation that I think that is clear, is Born Freeze. Mandela's children. Yeah. Those born in the 90s. They are redefining everything, including L-O-V-E, love. They are born from a generation that made love everything. Okay? That made love a mission, a goal in life. One fact, though, that we've known at least so far about Born Freeze, they get excited and be excited about being alone. Or they love their space. So how does that translate to them cohabiting with a life partner? Born Freeze feel the pressure to marry and start the family because that's what their parents want for them. But have we really paused and asked them that question? Do you want to get married? Do you want to have kids, Born Free? Is that something you want? One thing that has been evident is that Born Freeze, when they do get married, they do it much later in life. And they opt to have kids last. Later on, yes, then they will have kids. Or even not at all, right? Also, what is clear is that there is no compromise in what they want in a partner. They want a financial equal, an erotic, erotic partner, a best friend, and someday, a strong co-parent. And should the partner fall short of any of these things that I've just mentioned, they are replaced without flinching. You say what? Exactly. They have. You know why? Because Born Frees are about instant gratification. Therefore, they lack patience and understanding. If you're not cutting it, you are out. That's their modus operandi. Simple and straightforward. You're not cutting it. Pumu pen. Bye. And to the generation before them, you're like, how can you live like that? Newsflash, they are living like that. What is love to Born Freeze? Is getting married and having kids a possibility for Born Freeze? That's my question. And today, older generation, sit back and listen. Let's learn, okay? If you're a Born Free, please, what is love to you? Or if you're raising a Born Free and you wish to know what they think about love, listen, today it is your show, all right? So make sure that you tune in. As we hashtag Generation Who. Cheryl, a.k.a. Mashodi, is my colleague right here at Kaya. She's a Born Free and she's the lady leading Kaya TV. And let me tell you, her concepts about life in general, something to marvel at. And one of the biggest questions, which I knew I'm throwing her in the deep end, I thought so, but trust me, she had an answer for me. And I asked her, what is love? And she will also give you 3 teaspoons on what is love, all right? Because how I feel the generation before Born Freeze, chances are the parents, therefore, or the elder brother, sister to the Born Free, we kind of impose our value system on them, which is what generations do anyway. So Born Freeze, for instance, they are under pressure of following suit, starting a family and getting married. And when you pause and ask them, they're like, no. Puelo responded earlier on the show, saying, Tina, like me, I'm a Born Free. No, we don't see love like our parents did because we live in an instant life. We want things immediately, without patience. And to you and I, in our 40s and even above, we're thinking, no, you can't live like that. Newsflash, they are living like that, okay? So Born Freeze teaches, what is love from your point of view, all right? What is it? Mashodi calls it remote love. Stick around, the 3 teaspoons are coming up.
KayaFM.co.za. It's radio.
This
is the best tea in the city. KayaFM.
KayaFM.
95.9.
My colleague is here. Mashodi, hello.
Hello.
Hey, wait, is your mic?
Oh,
Wait. Is that your mic? It's not your mic. Wait. There's your mic. Yeah.
How are you?
I can hear you now. You good?
I'm good. How are you?
How old are you now?
26.
26.
Yes.
Born which year?
92.
There you go. Just to set up the story, because I think I don't want people thinking like, I'm Marathi. Are you sure? No, it's a born free, born in the 90s, mm-hmm. In the building they call a Cheryl, and be Uncle T. I insist on the baby name, Matodi.
Okay, yes.
What is love, Matodi?
Ish, Uncle T. Love is beautiful. Love is. Love is an abstract. Love. I don't know what love is, but I think it's a constant. It's love requires you to be patient and considerate.
Will that work for you as a born free?
Yeah.
Patient and considerate. Miss instant that, gratification?
Those are two things that don't exist in our realm as millennials. They don't. Patience is an old culture.
Your because parents expect is, you at 26 to have now introduced somebody?
Not even 26, like 25.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because 25 is like a sell-by date for girls, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, so where's your man? Where's your partner? What's the plan? Where are the kids? Like, what's the plan? What's happening?
And?
Yeah, and even if you try to explain to them that this is my plan, this is how I plan my things, to them, they just can't fathom the idea that this is your plan and this
is
your future.
Okay, what's your plan?
Look, for example, I'd say, because now, you know, I have things to do. I have dreams. I have a lot of other things to do. I have to, there's a concept of, you know, finding yourself and all of that stuff and getting your financials together. So to them, that doesn't, because I even said to my mom, this is why I don't have a child. Like, I don't have enough money. I don't have enough this. And she was like, no, your child will eat what you eat. Mm. That's not.
But that doesn't resonate with you.
Yeah. I'm just like, no, I don't want. So it sounds like excuses to her. To her, it's just like, you're not, make the child.
Is marrying your thing?
I don't know. You know, Uncle T, for a long time, I thought that these things will just happen to me. I don't have to worry about it. Hmm. I just thought one day I'll wake up and, you know, these things will happen to me. Now I realize that, you have to put in some effort. You have to go out and try. You must design it yourself. So
love is deliberate.
Yeah, so I didn't think it was. I thought it would happen to me. Only now I realize, later on, like when I was 20 or 22, I realized that I have to do it. I have to design it. I have to do everything.
Yeah.
Yes. So I thought, okay, if this is going to be my own doing, then I want it this way.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I was like, whether I get married or not, I don't have a problem with it.
Whether
it happens or not, I honestly don't have a problem with it. Because I have one thing that makes me wake up so fulfilled every morning, and that's being a filmmaker. So whatever happens around me being a filmmaker, it will happen. I don't have a problem with that. But the one thing that I need to be, that I can't leave this earth without just accomplishing, is at least directing one feature. I don't care how old I am. I don't care. I just never sat down and thought, okay, now I have to design my life and have children. And no.
So you want to direct a feature film?
Yes.
That's your goal.
That's the ultimate.
That's what
that's
you're
the
living
only
for.
Look, after that, I can marry and have six children. I'm not too concerned.
Tell me about this film. What is it that you want to film?
A lot of movies. And I'm someone who's curious and concerned, like who's interested in new ideas.
Yeah.
Like I'd write a movie about the ocean freezing. That's an idea I have.
An ocean freezing?
Yes.
Matlodi, tell me, why an ocean freezing?
I don't know, Uncle T.
But it's fascinating to you.
To me, yes.
And you're busy researching that.
And I'm busy researching it. And when you're busy researching it, you come across new other ideas. You know, there's a place called the Mariana Trench. That's the deepest part of the ocean. So I was thinking, okay, so if the ocean freezes, I don't want to kill the animals. Where do they go? Maybe they should go to the Mariana Trench. But how would they know they have to go? This is the stuff I'm doing instead of getting a partner and getting married.
I like that. Now, before we go anywhere...
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city. Kaya FM 95.9.
Here are the 3 teaspoons according to Mathodi. What is love, Mathodi? Number one.
Is it remote? Is it remote?
You're asking us?
Yeah.
Or are you telling us?
I'm telling you guys, it is remote. Love is remote because we live in a digital age. And this is, human interaction is digital anyway. So our relationships, the internet has made it so convenient to be with people without sharing the same space. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between Tinder and WhatsApp?
Uh-oh.
I'm busy, you're busy, but we're in love.
Cheers. We'll meet online.
Yeah, we'll meet online. We'll meet online.
I like that. Okay, number two.
Being what you want when you want. We're almost like robots with emotions and awareness. Mm-mm. And being alone is the best thing you can ever be. Hmm. Parents said it. You can be whatever you want to be. And we are putting that into practice. A wife is the last thing on your mind. A wife or a husband is the last thing on your mind. Because you're chasing what you want to be.
And we said it.
You guys said it.
Be what you want to be.
And we're being what we want to be, but now you have a problem.
But oh my God.
Now you want to stop us. And that's how we're wired. Now.
The last teaspoon.
3. It is deliberate and designed. Why leave it to chance and hope for the best when you can test if it works or not? Hence, we move in together before we get married to see if that's really what we want.
Uh-oh.
If it works, great. If it doesn't, at least I'm not losing half of my things and my sanity.
Ouch.
For Kaya FM traffic, I'm Vangelitos.
Now, we're talking about Bonfrey's definition of love. What is love, Vangeli? To you?
To me. Love is an act of one's will. Love is an action word. It's a doing word. So it's seen in what you do and less of what you say. And there's one prime example I always say. One of my heroes, Jesus Christ, he died on the cross. And that was an action. That was a proof of him proving his love. And of course, it was God who had to approve that sacrifice. He could have just said, "Yo, guys, I love you, but you're on your own on this one." But he actually made that sacrifice, and that's how we see.
I get it, and that's the broad definition of it all. But now, do you see love the way your parents saw it?
I think I see it differently.
Tell me.
With them, it's sticking
through mud. Through mud.
Thick. Mostly thick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas in with my generation and me, it's
you.
I'm very political in my answers.
Yeah.
With me, it's no.
Yeah.
I'd rather not.
If
it's not working, it's not working.
Thanks.
Yeah. It's like I always say.
Yeah.
Emotional attachment, and also, I've learned to separate emotion from love. Yes, it comes naturally, but
Haibo,
can I add on that,
please?
Yeah.
Because I genuinely do agree that love is a choice. It's not, it's not an emotion. So you do the things that are emotional.
Okay.
Yes,
but choice.
So it's deliberate. So when you choose to,
I love that.
So when you choose to get involved with somebody, yes, the emotions are involved, but it didn't just happen. So I also don't agree that you fall in love with someone and you didn't have a choice. No, you made the choice. You guys literally got together and decided, based on the physical attraction, based on whatever force that you guys felt, that we're going to make this work.
So
it's a commitment that you both decided to do. So it just didn't happen. It's a choice. It's deliberate.
So in terms of comparing your parents' formula to yours, you're not going to stick through the mud for it?
No. Because I'm making the choice not to.
Okay.
Because sometimes love means choosing you and the other person. If they are not conducive for your well-being, whether it's mental, emotional, then choose you. And that's love.
Which goes back to those teaspoons I was talking about earlier on with Matlodi. If it ain't working, you are being replaced immediately.
Yeah.
Yes.
Chiban.
No one is irreplaceable, Bati.
That but is sad, true. But
yeah.
No one. Mara, Bonfils you replace.
Yeah.
No, Bonfils you don't mess around. If it's not working, Konumuntosa bench, if I get kungzomphone.
Yeah.
Mara wena. Out of the field.
But having said that, also Uncle T, I think you must realize that when you do find something, you're not looking for what you had prior, because that you can never find. So if you are saying that you cannot replace me, that's not true. That is true. You can't replace Kinelwe. Mm. If you had a Kinelwe in your life, you will find a Matlodi. So
yeah, and they can never be the same.
And they can never be the same. So you,
and there's nothing wrong in your formula.
There's nothing wrong.
I just want to put it out there. There's nothing wrong in how you guys approach life. Mm-mm. No. But obviously, through our old lenses, we are judging you.
Yeah.
Because like, this is different.
Yeah. And sometimes the person who comes off the bench ends up winning man of the match.
So why did you choose that? Why are you choosing not to be married? Why are you choosing not to have kids? What's all that? And it's true. Because sometimes we say, not even sometimes, all the time we say, you can be whatever you want to be. And we don't even say T's and C's apply, my child. When they choose to be whatever they want to be, what happens? They get ostracized for those choices. And I'm not surprised on Facebook when Mike Demasekela says to me, Mara, why is it that you elders are only highlighting the negative things about us, the 90s? You forget that you've played a role in shaping who we are. Maybe some of us don't believe in love because we were raised by our grannies while you were in Egoli and not there to teach us. Maybe having an absent father led us to believe that we'd rather go for a man with money than one who will be broke and absent father to my kids. And I respect that. I love that, my dear. I love that. Well done. Thank you. Because it's about you teaching us how you see your world. And if there's something wrong with you, it is because we, and by being we, I mean the generation before you, have taught you what you know. Or we didn't teach you what you're supposed to know. And therefore you ended up left to your own means and you made your own decisions. And now that you've made your own decisions, what do? We ostracize you for it. However, today we're focusing on matters of the heart, love. Love in relation to getting married and making and having kids. Is that even a choice for you? Do you see it as an option? Do you see that as a possibility? And if it is, by when? Do you even have a timeline? And would you feel awkward not to have any, not to marry or have any kids? That's exactly what I want us to talk about. So LASIP is coming up. And even the generation before, the older generation, please call in and give me your view of what you think Bonfils think what love is. Okay? There's a lady who wants to make, 26-year-old, wants to make a film, feature film at that. And she's busy researching it on the ocean freezing. And that's the part that is really fascinating about hanging around with the young energy, because you can realize that it's true. The older generation will learn from the new generation. And that's the whole point about, you know, this whole generation who, hashtag generation who, yes, every Monday. So that we can, you know, open our ears and eyes to your world. And that's why I'm inviting even the older generation to come on board. And let's talk about what they see you guys see. Because we are very quick to judge you guys, right?
Very quick.
Khomotso are. Bonfils don't know anything about love. All they know is material things. Partying and posting wrong pics and videos on social media. Eh? They must ask Rona the old mutual. We only cared for respect, love, and security. The rest was bonus.
Old mutuals.
Yes, old mutuals. Yeah, I think that's the term for anyone born before the 80s, right?
Yeah, the retirement fund.
I take that old with trepidation, mutuals. But it's fine. Yeah. Well, how do you respond to that?
No, but Khomotso has to understand that we live in a new world. We can't navigate the new world with old.
Can you stop banging my table?
Sorry.
Good, thanks.
We live in the new world, and then we can't navigate the new world with old principles. That's not going to, it doesn't work. It doesn't fit.
Are you saying principles or laws? Because you know a principle is timeless.
I think we sort of just take principle and law almost the same way.
But the value system, can it be the same?
Look, love, the value respect, system can be the same.
Loyalty.
Yes, it can be the same, but it's affected by environment and response and all of that.
Yeah.
So I'm still loyal, but I mean, the new world affects that in its own way. I still love, but the new world affects that in its own way.
Okay.
I still care. I'm still patient. It's just that it's different from how they did it. There's no proof of anything from the baby boomers generation. But with our generation, there's proof of everything. I want to do something right now, YouTube, how to. I want to understand something right now, YouTube, how to. It's not a matter of going and being confused and going through a process of, oh, okay, Uncle T, so how do I do this? How do I do? No, there's a guy on YouTube who already has a video up on how to teach you how to do anything.
How to stay married?
How to stay married. There's a guy, Jerry something. There's a whole collection of how to get your ex back, how to fall in love, how to kiss better, how to... Everything is on YouTube, Uncle T.
and you go there?
And I go there and I'm like, okay, how to respond to this kind of text? There's a video up that says how to respond to this kind of text, how to be flirty, how to... We are robotically navigating ourselves through this new age.
That I must hear again. You are robotically
navigating ourselves through the new age.
Yet you are alive, you are aware, you are conscious.
Yeah, we're conscious, we're alive, we're woke, we are people.
Yeah.
But we are remote and robotic. Because you Google something quickly, we move on.
You said something off air. You said situationships are a culture.
Situationships are popular culture. People don't want labels. I don't know why.
don't want labels?
I wouldn't want a situationship because to me it wouldn't make sense because I'd be like, okay, there's no point in us doing this if it's not for the betterment of the both of us.
Yeah.
But situationships are popular culture everywhere.
For your peers?
For my peers. Online, everywhere. People don't want labels. They don't want
girlfriend,
attachments.
Boyfriend.
Yeah, they want the benefits, but we don't want the commitment.
Oh.
Yes.
What's wrong with the commitment?
I'm not sure what they're running away from, but...
No, I'm asking you. What are you running away from?
I'm not running, but I would say that...
What do you think?
I don't know. I think you... The thing is, remember when I told you about finding yourself?
Yeah.
So when you meet someone who hasn't found themselves, when they do, they might not stay. And Steve Harvey said that as for women have a biological clock and men have a financial clock.
Okay.
So as a guy, you shouldn't be so concerned about settling down so young. You should be concerned about what your life is going to look like in 10, 15 years.
Okay.
And then that's the financial part of things. And then women should be concerned about, you know, their biological, you know, changes. And
but that's impact. All mutual thinking.
No, but he was just saying that you have to find yourself, understand yourself, because as a man, if you get into something now and then you are financially advanced later, you're not going to be the same person. You will leave that woman.
Because you have now found your financial self.
Yes. And now as a woman, my heart is broken. I am so broken and I'm 32 and broken. What do you do when you're 32 and broken? So we, as millennials, we've seen that trend.
Okay.
And we're like, we don't want this because we don't want to be... I want to be 32 and found myself and found my passion and found my path. I don't want to be stuck at 32. I don't want to start finding myself at 32. I don't want to find a passion at 32. Nothing is wrong with that. It's just that for the most of us, we're just like, I want a meaningful life before anything else. I want to put myself first. I want to find my way first. And then
which goes back to your third teaspoon where you said, if it means we must cohabit before we get married,
yes,
to test it out,
to
if
test
this
it out,
is really what I want.
Which is really important. I mean, psychologically.
For me as an old
important.
Mutual, you are kipita.
Yeah.
Give fat and sit.
They keep telling us, no, you can't fat and sit.
Yes.
Don't fat and sit.
But when you have a different intention in mind.
Yes, because I'm like, so when I start living with this guy later and it's not working out, what then?
Ish.
Now, are we going to leave each other and millennials leave each other like nothing. Like they drop you.
Thanks, bye.
Yeah, thanks, bye. It was nice. Thanks for wasting each other's time and all that. I think we just live in fear of all of that.
Because of the failures of the past generation.
Because of the failures of the past generations. And we don't...
We didn't teach you anything, did we?
I don't really think we were taught anything. We were just told to follow our hearts and dream big and everything. And now... And because baby boomers didn't have that.
Yes, yes.
Now... They're confused as to what are you guys doing, because
after we've given you the license to dream.
Yes, but now there's freedom, there's opportunity, there's the world is one now. I could wake up tomorrow and decide I want to move to the UK. My parents would be frustrated. They would be devastated. That time it's what I want to do. I want to move to Istanbul because you know what I mean. We want off the wheel. We want off the cycle.
What do you mean off the wheel?
We want off the cycle. It's the cycle just
hold on, keeps hold on. I feel like a lab rat. Wait. I feel like a lab rat right now. Are we on a cartwheel?
We're on a cartwheel.
And
we want off.
Bonfries
want off because we've seen the cycle. We understand the cycle. We get it. We get that. This is why Bonfries are being shamed for staying at home until they're 29 and 30.
Yes, yes.
But why are you shaming them? Because minimum wage can't... It doesn't help. This is not 1990 where 20 bucks was an equivalent of 1,000 rand. Life's changed. Life has advanced. Everything has changed. I think as soon as we understand that everything has changed, step out of the old policies and old laws and old everything, step into the new world, you'll understand the grounds. You'll feel it.
We are learning. I'm learning. I don't know about you. I hope you're learning. Call me. Take the last sip.
Take the last sip. Call 086-000-959.
All right, I'm hanging out with Mahlodi, my colleague here at Kaya. She's one responsible for Kaya TV. And she is giving us a glimpse into the Bonfries world. And one of those things that she's bringing to the fore is her understanding of love. Paralleled to what she was raised to believe what love is. All right? Lasip, call in. What is your observation to this very topic? Nare, good morning.
Good morning, Tabo. How are you?
I am good. Welcome.
I'm cool. Yeah, you know, Tabo, myself, I was born like in the late 70s, right?
Yes.
Still today, I don't have children and I don't have wife because I wanted to focus on my life and, you know, like I wanted to go to America because I'm a writer and always wanted to be a rapper and all that.
Yeah.
But it never happened, you know. So I'm still here. I mean, my dreams have never materialized. So I don't think so that there is a format in life there. You know, what can work for you, Tao, it cannot work for me. You know, each and every person, you got your own destiny. So you need to channel your destiny. And as well, you must understand that this younger generation, I think they lean towards, European of doing things, you know. So I don't think so it works as well. They get confused because they are caught between, two choices, to do things in an African way or in an European way. So there is no format. I look at my friends, people that I grew up with, some of them, they got children, they're happy. Some of them, you know, they just stayed with someone like a joke, and till now, they're still together, they got children. The guy, moved in his life, now he got a house, his life is better. So I don't think so that there is a format.
So now, what are you saying? Are you saying then the Bonfries are teaching us something, right?
Not really. As I say, I think they are just trying to explore, you know, like the way of doing things, like in an European way. You know, they're just caught up between two things, you know, in an African way and the European way.
All right. Thank you, Nare. I appreciate that. But what I love about, I think, what he said, and I think we can learn from that, is that he was a Bonfries born early. You know what I mean? If what Bonfries are about, they're about themselves, making sure that their life comes first, right? All right. And which is something that I think he emphasized. Now, Themba Kubeka, retweeted here by Jones Maluleke. I refuse to be called the lost generation. Are you? Do you take kindly to that?
No. We refuse to be called the lost generation.
And he says, I refuse to be called the lost generation by the generation that is always on Utatako and Kubeka. Wow, that is telling. That is so telling. I refuse to be called lost generation by the generation that is always
on Utatako and every other day.
And Kumbuleka.
Exactly.
Wow. Wow.
Exactly.
The concept of, do you feel pressure from home?
Yeah, I think so. And they don't think it's pressure, by the way, just so you know.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think our parents think it's pressure. They don't.
What is the pressure?
That, oh, what's the plan? Where's your partner? When are you having a child?
Yeah.
Are you going to have a child soon? I mean, you're getting old. Look at Mamang. Look at Mamang. Huh? And you don't even want to say to them, because whatever it is that you're going to say to them, it's not going to register. It's just going to.
Why? Because of the different mind space.
Their perception of life is completely different to ours.
No one supports it? Not even grandma? Because sometimes, grandparents, they see what grandkids see.
Yes, sometimes. But some of them don't even know where the world is at the moment. Some old people back home somewhere don't understand the fact that, you know, black people are doing great things and amazing things. They automatically assume.
Do they even understand what you do?
No, they don't. I have to explain every single time.
And why you are not on SABC, right?
Yeah, why are you not on TV? You said I couldn't. Why are you on radio? When I always tell them I'm the people making generations. They understand it that way.
Okay.
I'm the people.
Mama, behind. Good morning.
Morning, Uncle P. How are you?
I am good. Which generation are you?
I would like to say I'm a born earlier as well.
Oh, tell
I was
me.
Born in 1986, and I think we can learn a thing or two from the born free, to be honest.
Yes.
We older people, we like to categorize ourselves and put ourselves under pressure at certain things. And we teach them that they should be who they are and believe in who they are, yet we are struggling with that. And with them, they do what makes them happy, and in that way they're developing themselves, and it makes them strong human beings. They're not broken very easily.
Are you learning from that? Are you taking a leaf off that?
I am learning so much. I'm learning so much. It's that thing of saying, okay, because I'm in the 80s, it doesn't mean I really have to have such things because I'm a certain age. No.
What was your pressure?
For me, the pressures of having a child at a certain age.
Wow.
And it's like, okay, but I'm still okay with
not having
who I am. Yes. Where does the pressure come from? From our parents? Yet they've been through so much and they're still going through so much because they had us. Why not achieve what you can achieve at the point that you can achieve it and live life and be free? Like the societies of the world should not want to make us be certain people at a certain time. No. And Bonchis are doing it perfectly. They're doing what does them best.
They don't ask for permission.
No, they don't.
Which is something I appreciate, yeah.
Yes. They don't have to, as long as it's right, according to them, according to their values, it keeps them grounded, I'm all for it.
Yeah, don't Mama? Ask for an invitation.
Yeah.
Invite yourself.
You don't have to belong. Belonging, sometimes it's not really necessary.
I like that. Thank you, Mama.
Thank you.
I'm learning. Here's my point of view.
Mm-hmm.
My point of view is that you guys don't fight. You guys, especially purely because your instant gratification era, of course, patience is not really one of your virtues,
Mm-mm.
okay? You don't fight. That's why maybe the relationship is such a daunting thing. Because relationship is it's a lot of hard work.
It is.
And you're thinking about it like, yo, I saw my parents go through this.
I'm not about to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I right in that?
You're right. You're right.
But is it fair to say that?
It is fair. It's very fair. And that's a hence I said old principles.
Okay.
So they'd say to us, when you are 21 or 24, oh, you're getting married too young. When you're 28, 30, you're too old. That's like 2 or 3 years apart.
Yeah.
How is that too young and too old? You see, so now you sit in there, I'm 24, I'm too young. I'll get married later when I'm 27 or when I'm 28. Now they wake up one day and they decide, okay, now you can get me. And you're like, but I was still taking my time. I was still this, I was still
Give me
that.
Your ideal. Give me
no,
your
there
ideal.
There is no ideal.
Oh.
No, there is no ideal. It's just a matter of deciding when you want to do it. With the
whenever
right,
whenever that comes.
Whenever that comes and when with the right person.
If there ever is.
If there ever is a right person. It's just a matter of decision.
Choice.
A choice. It's just a matter of choice. And with regards to the patience part.
Yes.
You guys didn't have apps.
Yeah.
You had nothing to do. There was nothing. Hence you were
But radio
paid,
and TV.
Radio and TV. And internet, very limited.
And internet, yeah, barking, dial up.
Exactly. There was nothing to do. So you guys had all the time. You guys had all the patience. Right now, there's dreams, there's thoughts, there's thinking, there's businesses. I could wake up tomorrow and start a business.
While on your couch.
While on my couch or on my phone, I could be selling things from my phone. We have so much that we are doing.
And now that we are in the cryptocurrency space,
yes,
it's even going to get worse.
It's going to get worse. And
where money is not necessarily a physical thing, but no, you are rich.
No. And that's where it's going. And what I want to say to the baby boomers and everybody else that's older is that
Old Mutual
needs to ease off the resistance. Because that's where the world is going. No one is going to when we went to the design in Durban.
Yes.
The future was digital. Everyone's presentation was about the future being digital. And these are millions and millions of research invested in this whole thing. They will pay for everything. Execution digital will happen. So I advise them to ease off the resistance. They need to stop resisting.
Just like you
change.
Accepted the cell phone, accept that Bonfries see it differently.
It took them time to even accept the cell phone. They can't even use it now. They can go to messages, WhatsApp, and then that's it. Everything else, they can't go into. If they end up in the weather, they call for help. It's making numbers. And you're like, no, it's just weather. This is just click here. It's only going to get worse from here.
Love is still love for you, though, still.
Love is still love. I love love. I love love.
Yeah.
Yes.
But how you
but
love
the execution
love of loving love?
Of loving love is very different.
From yours.
Yes. Everything works. But what works for you is not going to work for me.
Matodi mojapelo ke a go lobo.
Thank you.
Yo. I know. No, skola se fele. Sekolo ha se fele.
I said you.
I hope you've learned a thing or two. Bonfries saying change. See it differently. See it through our eyes. We'll have another one of Generation Who next Monday. See you tomorrow.
The best tea in the city. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.